Global markets are bracing for APEC volatility as U.S.-China tensions spike. China sanctioned U.S. units of Hanwha Ocean over a U.S. probe it viewed as a sovereignty threat, escalating beyond tariffs into port fees, while the U.S. teamed with allies like South Korea to revive shipbuilding for 80% of sea trade. President Trump eyed cutting ties like cooking oil after China's soybean snub. An APEC truce seemed likely, though no breakthroughs were expected. U.S. small business optimism dipped amid inflation and labor woes, yet hiring stayed strong and earnings hit 2021 peaks. Jerome Powell endorsed an October rate cut and QT's end, turning the U.S. dollar bearish. In the Eurozone, German ZEW rose but missed forecasts. The euro held up well overall on broad U.S. dollar selling and a higher degree of confidence around the French political outlook. Meanwhile, Japan's turmoil delayed the PM vote and likely paused BOJ hikes. That's all for now.